Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur's Lounge Radio Show, where we expose the myths of entrepreneurship and release the weight of it all. Real people, real issues, and real talk with expert solutions. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show as we welcome our host, Alicia Brown, the Joy Guru.
And welcome to another episode of the Entrepreneur's Lounge Radio Show. I am your host, Alicia Brown, the Joy Guru, and tonight's show is designed to help you identify social factors that are sabotaging your success. But first, I want to congratulate France. Looking at our show's demographics since April 30th, France has beat out Brazil and the United Kingdom as one of the top five regions for our show's listeners. And as of today, they're neck and neck with Germany and right behind Canada and China. And of course, the United States holds the number one slot where the majority of our listeners are from, just like myself, the host. But much love to France, as well as every region where our listeners are represented. And as far as tonight's show, we all want to achieve breakthroughs and attract the type of relationships that are going to add value to our lives. But oftentimes we find the exact opposite happens, and it just might be the result of self-sabotage. So tonight's featured expert is going to help answer, you know, what ways might we be sabotaging ourselves, and what can we do about it once we identify those ways to help us get back on the trajectory of success while releasing the weight of it all. But before I introduce him, I want to provide the following disclaimer. This show, our social media accounts, and any related content offered is done in the hopes of bringing enlightenment and awareness to our listeners. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate in any way any disease or condition, or to promote any specific lifestyle, belief, religion, political affiliation, or other personal practice. Always seek the advice of a qualified health or clinical professional with any questions you might have, and never disregard professional help or medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you've read in our content or heard on this show. And as one final reminder, if you're listening via the internet, you can call in at 1-949-534-0604 and press 1 to be live on the air at any time during the show, and feel free to ask questions of our featured guests. Again, that's 1-949-534-0604 and press 1 to be live on the air. So now for what you've come for, it's my pleasure to introduce Glenn Ackerman. As the creator of Energy Awareness Training, Glenn's mission is to teach new tools so that you can experience amazing energetic shifts that will accelerate rapid transformation designed to go hand in hand with whatever recovery tools you're using, such as therapy, self-help, meditation, or 12-step programs. And Glenn has used his energy awareness training technique to teach CEOs, celebrities, college students, and even grandparents to conquer stress, fear, and anxiety at all levels. I guarantee you we all need that. So help me welcome tonight's feature expert for the Entrepreneur Lounge Radio Show, Glenn Ackerman.
Great to be with you.
Hi, Glenn. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. I've really been looking forward to doing your show.
Awesome. And I've definitely been looking forward to having you on and the great information you have to provide. And, you know, when I hear energy, my mind goes to coffee, which I am a diehard lover of, or it goes to Mountain Dew. So I just have to shift it a little bit and, like, he's not talking about coffee or Mountain Dew.
and I'm not talking about oil or windmills or solar power. Okay.
So.
Any of that stuff.
So I can't use any of that stuff for tonight's technique. But on a serious note, you know, one of the things you help people do is discover the power of using their own energy to heal their past and negative behavior patterns that sabotage their abundance of money, quality relationships, vibrant health, positive self-image, and then level of confidence that they've always wanted. So how can you identify if you have the type of energy that's self-sabotaging?
Well, the best way to be able to identify that is you. It's too bad we don't have a visual, but if you have your right hand and then you have your left hand, and let's see, in your left hand you're there, and the right hand you want to be over there. So we have goals of, you know, we want to be in shape, or we want more money, or we want to have a relationship, a good relationship, and we want these things, but we look in our lives and it's not happening. And we say we want them, but it's not happening. And then we have to look at the reasons why it's not happening. And most people just go, I don't know. You know what? I don't know. I guess I don't want it enough, or I guess, you know, the world doesn't want me to have it, or et cetera.
Yeah.
When the reality is that when you become energetically aware, as I did, you begin to see that we live in a cause and effect world. And that one of the most important things that I teach in energy awareness training is that life doesn't come to you, it comes from you.
Mm.
So what that means is that what we see in the circumstances of our lives, if you're energetically unaware, you think the world's doing it to you, or just you're unlucky, or it hasn't worked out. But the reality is that our lives are created from our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions, and our behaviors. And those things create the circumstances of our lives, good, bad, or ugly. So when I talk about self-sabotage, I'm talking about hidden energies. And this is very important, because it's these hidden energies inside us that pretty much run the part of our lives that we're not fulfilled with. So in terms of energy, Alicia, I use the iceberg example. You know, 10% above the water you can see, 90% below the water you can't see. And the Titanic wasn't sunk by the 10% it could see. It was sunk by the 90% that it couldn't see. So I have a saying that says, that which we can see, we can control. But that which we can't see controls us. And that's a new concept in self-development or personal development, in that it's not just willpower. Because in the personal development world, it usually goes, the formula says, have a goal, you know, create a plan, work the plan, succeed. Well, I don't know if you know, Alicia, but that has a 97% failure rate of people who do that. So what happens is they go looking for the book. And it's not in that. Let's get another book. Oh, let's go to a training. Oh, it's not in that. Let's go to another training. Or it's and round and round and round you go, because you're only dealing with the 10%, which you can see, but it's what you can't see that's controlling you.
So if it's hidden, you know, and I'm so glad you said what you said, because it's the truth. You know, people will go to the workshops, seminars, the books, for this, and we're not saying those things are not good. But when they don't work, and as you said, there's a 97% failure rate, you know, then the person starts to go inward and blame themselves. But if these things are hidden, how are we supposed to identify them and know what the problem is?
That's a great question. And that's the basis and the foundation of my work, because I was an example of this. I had things in my life. You know, to be perfectly honest and candid, you know, I grew up in a loving but a very emotionally turbulent household. And I acquired a lot of anxiety, a lot of stress, a lot of worry, a lot of fear, but I hid it really well. So you know, I left home. I couldn't wait to get out of my house, because it was like a battle zone, you know, virtually every weekend between my mom and my dad. And so when I got out in the world, I thought, okay, I'm just gonna leave that behind and go out and be successful and have a great life. Well, even though I was through with that anxiety and stress and worry that I got from my parents' house, that anxiety and stress wasn't through with me. And it followed me wherever I went. And I noticed that no matter how hard I try to get to overcome the results of that in negative thinking or worry or anxiety, it was still there. So I became a product of the personal development field. You know, I read the books and I went to the seminars and I walked on fire and I broke boards with my hands, you know, and all that stuff. And I even became an instructor on some of those courses. And by and large, even though I felt better and I was able to contain that anxiety and stress inside me, it was still there. And it was still hounding me, and it stayed so until I learned how to become energetically aware, and the understanding of energy and how it works, particularly in human beings, it was the turning point, and I was able to free myself from all anxiety, stress, worry, you know, negative thinking, and move into a place where I always dreamed one day I could be, which is to live a life of happiness, joy, and peace, no matter what's going on in my life. So no matter what's happening, I'm able to stay, and I teach my students how to be able to stay in a resourceful, happy, productive place. And that's the breakthrough in the work that I do to be able to make that shift.
So I want to ask you about that. I want to ask you about, what are the common signs? Because you've given a very good example. And a lot of people, it is their childhood that plants certain seeds and leaves residue of things that even later in adulthood, they're still having to deal with. So what are some of the most common signs of self-sabotaging behaviors that we might not be aware of?
Great question. Well, when you have a persistent issue that you've tried to clear up and you've tried and you just can't clear it up. Some people have issues with relationships. You know, they quote unlucky in love. They keep attracting people that aren't good for them or then bring them sadness, and they just can't seem to find the right relationship. Some people have issues with money. They just can't seem to hold on to money or make it, or, you know, it's always a struggle. Or you have people in health where just health is an ongoing issue. They just can't seem to turn the corner in health. When we have persistent problems or issues, what I call them, I define them as an unresolved situation or behavior in our lives that no matter how much we try, we haven't been able to resolve them. And that's the tip off to know that there, it's usually an energetic solution there. Because as I talk about to my students, our physicality is roughly 10% of our reality, and the energies that we're dealing with is 90% of our realities. That's why, you know, when our science teacher in high school said everything's energy, he was quoting Albert Einstein, everything is energy. Well, I didn't understand what he was saying then, you know, or how it would affect me. And then I heard a quote from one of the most brilliant scientists of our modern age, Nikola Tesla, who said, if you really want to understand the mysteries and the secrets of life, you'll start to look at things in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. And that was a big clue for me, because I recognize if everything's energy, then everything has a frequency, a vibration, a signature. And what I teach is that it has a power, a purpose, and it gives off information. So when you become energetically aware, you recognize that everything that we do every day is an energetic interaction. We're having one now. When you're talking with people, when you're working, when you're with your family, when you're playing sports, when you're any activity that you're doing is an energetic exchange. So if everything's energy, these energies gives us clues to what's happening. So when people are stuck, you know, when they have a situation that's just not moving, that's a great way to be able to tell you've got self-sabotage going on. Another way is when, for example, in New Year's Day, everybody makes resolutions. We want to lose weight. We want to start eating better. And so there's an energy inside us that wants us to be more, to do more, to improve ourselves, to be happier.
Right.
So that energy inspires us to get on the diet or go to the gym or take better care of ourselves. And we start doing that for a week or two or three, but there's another energy that crops up. And that's the energy that says, do I want to go to the gym today? Do I want to stay on the diet? I'd rather have a piece of pie, you know?
Yes.
And so what you have inside you is you have a tug of war. You have one energy pulling you one way and another energy pulling you the other way. And if you don't recognize, you know, that it's an energetic battle you're having, it's not a willpower. But most people think, the statistic is over 90% of the people who make New Year's resolutions break them by Valentine's Day. So
yes.
This is an example of how the energies work, Alicia.
Wow. And, you know, some people would say, well, it's not that serious. That's just a person that doesn't have willpower, or they're a person that procrastinates. Or maybe, you know, it's not the right time. So, you know, we have a lot of other things we put that on versus self-sabotage.
This is true. This is true. But the results are usually the same. Whatever you want to call it, you know, it still comes down to you're not getting the results you want in your life. And I know that was true for me. I wasn't getting the results. The turning point for me and the turning point for my students and what I want to share with the world is that when you become energetically aware, you're able to see a new dimension of life. You're able to recognize a whole nother system of operation in this life besides what I call our three-dimensional reality. You know, most of us, you know, most walk around and, you know, what we see, what we can hear, what we can feel, et cetera. But I think everybody recognizes there's so much more to life than what we're seeing. Have you ever had that feeling, Alicia? There's got to be more going on than what you see or what you feel. So what I've done is, even though there are many, many energies influencing us from a lot of different places, I narrow the energies down into two categories: high vibration energy or a high frequency energy, which is the energies that we want. Happiness, joy, abundance, peace, fulfillment, long-term happiness. That's the energies that we want and that we're born into this world. You ever see a baby come to you and say, hey, I'm depressed. I don't think my life's going anywhere. You know? No, the babies are always happy. The children are always why? Because they come from a high vibratory realm. And I won't go into that, the how, why, and where, but just recognize that they're in an energy frequency of happiness, joy, and peace. Well, unfortunately, because we live in the world of duality, which means if there's an up, there's a down, if there's a right, there's a wrong, if there's a night, there's a day, if there's a male, there's a female, then there's also what we call low vibration energy. And this low vibration energies, it shows up as anxiety, stress, is worry, is lack. And these energies are constantly operating in our planet, and they operate externally and they operate internally. So an example of this is, you know, when everything's going great in life, you know, we just take it for granted. Yo, it's a nice day. How you doing? Great. But it's when things start to go bad or things to go upside down, that's when it gets our attention. So if you want to see how the energies work, you know, especially the low vibration energy, that's the one we have the problem with. We don't have any problem with high vibration, but we got the problem with the low vibration energy, because the low vibration energy's job is to prevent us from going into high vibration energy. So it shows up as chaos, as distraction, destruction, anger, fear, procrastination, all of these things that pull us out of our high vibratory or our high vibration state. So the first thing that I can share with you is, when you become energetically aware, you can see how these forces, they work. And one of the energetic laws I teach is that everything that is physical comes from non-physical. So everything that we see in the physical world, everything that we're dealing with in the physical world, comes from non-physical. For example, you and I, 9 months before we came into the world, our parents went out on a Saturday night and had a great time. And then on that great time, We showed up, right? Here we are.
Yes.
So the physical comes from the non-physical. So, you know, the computer or the phone you're listening to, you know, that's a physical thing that once upon a time was non-physical. Somebody had an idea. Hey, let's create a computer. What do we got to do? I got to get some metal and some parts, and boom, here we have, we got a computer. Well, that's important when we're trying to understand how this world works, because we're only seeing roughly about 10%, and I'll give you the figure. The scientists recognize that we live in a three-dimensional world. Our operating world is about three dimensions. But science uh-huh. says that there's over 10, 12, maybe even more dimensions of reality. There's so much that we're not seeing yet, but our consciousness is only in the third dimension. So what that means is that we're only seeing, you know, if the math is if there's 12 or 13 or more dimensions and we're only seeing three of them, then we're roughly seeing 10 to 15% of what's going on.
Wow.
And we're missing so much. Well, when you become energetically aware, then you open up your ability to see more in life, to see more in life, to be more in life, to do more in life, because you recognize everything is an energy. And to simplify it, that energy is moving in high vibration energy towards all the things you want, towards happiness, joy, and peace, or it's moving down in low vibration energy, in worry, and fear, and anxiety, and stress. So whatever we're doing, whatever thoughts we're thinking, whatever actions we're taking, whatever emotions we're thinking, we're moving in an energetic direction. And this is so important because this is how we can take control of our lives, take back control of our lives, because the energetic laws is high vibration energy attracts more high vibration energy, right? When you're with happy, joyful Hi. People and you're having a great time, you feel even better. You feel that energy expanding. And when you're with people who are down or complaining or negative or depressing, that energy expands too. So what we were taught is energy is always expanding. Whether it's high vibration
yeah.
or low vibration energy, they're expanding. And this is where the choice comes when you become energetically aware to notice and read which direction we're going.
Wow. Now, you have worked with, as we said earlier in the show, everyone from college students to grandparents.
Yes.
Is there a particular
yes.
group that you feel like needs energy awareness training more?
It's interesting. I also work, I'm here in West Hollywood with my offices, and I work with a lot of celebrities in the show business and in sports and in business.
Uh-huh.
And what happens, what's very interesting is that, you know, I've had people in my office who are on the cover of Time or People magazine, and you would think, this person, rich, famous, movie star, you know, you think they got everything in life. But what they don't
right.
have is they don't have energetic fulfillment. They don't have energetic
uh-huh.
fulfillment because you cannot be fulfilled with physical things, because physical things are under the law of duality. You guys paying attention to the law of duality, which means if there's an up, there's a down. If it goes in, it goes out. So physicality alone, which what we're taught in this society to, get rich and, you know, have power and have status. Well, those are good things, but they don't necessarily bring you long-term fulfillment. It's the energy and the way you feel about yourself, the way you feel about your life, and it's the flow of energy or the lack of flow of energy that decides if you're going to be happy or you're not going to be happy long-term. And we see so many big celebrities, you know, like Robin Williams, for example. I knew Robin Williams because he's from San Francisco, where I'm from, and I used to see him at the gym all the time. It was funny because when you see him just walking around, he's very shy and serious, you know?
Really?
I was getting dressed with him in the gym, you know, and how you doing, you know? And he didn't know me that well, but we saw it. He goes, how you doing? Nice. You know, very serious. He's just another guy when he got on the stage. But you think about it, Academy Award winner, multimillionaire, TV star, family man. I mean, what more could the guy want? Make everybody laugh? But it wasn't enough.
Yeah.
It wasn't enough for him. And the same thing with Anthony Bourdain. You know, the guy from on CNN with that travel show? Holy smokes.
Yeah.
You look at it. I mean, the guy's getting paid to travel. He's getting paid to eat great food. I mean, what more do you want in life? But it wasn't enough for him because he wasn't energy fulfilled. So there's even though my work isn't religious, it's spiritual and energetic, but there's a quote in the scriptures that say, you know, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world, man or woman, and lose his soul in the process? So the key to happiness is to be energetically aware so that you can understand what's happening to you. Because, you know, there's booby traps everywhere we go. You know, we make decisions.
Yes.
Think about this, Alicia. Every day we make decisions about what we should eat, what we should wear, what we're going to work, relationships, et cetera. And we want these decisions to be correct so we have a good life. Yet so much of the time, you know, even though it looked good on paper, the decisions ended up to be wrong. Maybe, you know, could be with a marriage or somebody that you had a relationship with. It seemed to be good up front, right? And then you got involved with it, and then over time it shifted and it changed, and it wasn't what you thought it could be, and it ended up in disappointment and heartache. And then you say to yourself, oh, my gosh, if only I had known then what I know now, I never would have done that. Well, my question is, why didn't you know then? And here's a really good one. That when you say, oh, there was a voice inside me that said, don't do it. Don't get involved with this person or don't make this investment. And I didn't listen. And my question is, why didn't you listen? So energy awareness training is about being able to recognize that everything that we're doing, relationships, investments, work, you name it, it has an energy frequency to it, either high vibration or low vibration. And sometimes it's hidden, you can't see right away, but if you're trained, you'll be able to know what direction it's going. And then you can make the right decision before you get involved, not after you have to suffer. And doesn't that make more sense, Alicia, to be able to make the
right decision before
you get involved with it, not after?
That's what we all want. That is what we all want.
Well, I'll tell you, when you're energetically aware, you understand that energy goes in a certain direction. So if you can read the directions of where the energy is going, you'll know what's ahead. So for example, you know, I teach that some of the characteristics of low vibration energy are people who are pushy, who are in a rush, who are aggressive, who are compulsive, and high vibration energy is in flow. It's never in a rush. It has what it needs in peace and harmony. So here's an example of being able to read the energies. You go to a used car lot, and the car guy says to you, you better buy this car. You know, if you don't, it's going to be gone. It's going to be gone. There's somebody else going to come and buy it. You got to get it now. You know, and you feel the pressure, and you feel the You feel that and you go, ugh. Well, that's low vibration energy. And we know that low vibration energy will attract more low vibration energy. I had that happen to one of my students that, you know, he went to the lot and he got pressured by somebody to this is before when he was a new student. And he came and he felt the pressure. So he went ahead and he succumbed to the pressure before he knew what energy was. And it turned out that the salesman sold him a lemon, you know, which is low vibration energy. And I would have said to him, well, you know what? If you had recognized that was low vibration energy, and that's going to bring more low vibration, also known as pain and suffering, you would have avoided that, because the high vibration energy is never in a rush. The car salesman that says, hey, take your time, look at the car, make sure it works for you, no rush, we want you to be happy, we want you to be a long-term customer, that's high vibration energy, because they're caring, they want your long-term happiness. So when you're able to read the frequencies, Alicia, you can start noticing the booby traps in life, no matter where they are, in relationships or money or health. The world, it's a wonderful world, but there are a lot of booby traps here, and most of us have stepped in many of them. And work's about keeping you from stepping in any more of them.
I love it. And, you know, Glenn, that's a great time to pause because I'm loving all of this great advice. So I want to delve into even more of your program and the advice you're giving us. But we're going to take a quick commercial break. And guys, we'll be right back for this episode of the Entrepreneurs Lounge Radio Show.
Have a great book idea, but clueless as to where to start? Or perhaps you published a book before and your sales were disastrous. Exactly why are you sitting on your vision as well as your wealth? Hi, this is Alicia Brown, the CEO of Fruition Publishing Concierge Services. We're a full publishing firm where our mission is to help you publish your amazing book idea and deliver your message to the masses. So visit us at fruitionpublishing.com to find out how you can connect with us and be our next best-selling author.
The reason that people don't want to deal with what's holding them back is because it does not feel good to look back. So the easier thing to do is to live in what I call your condition zone. It's not a comfort zone because it doesn't make you comfortable. You're just familiar with it.
Letitia Bates, Certified Life Coach.
So I'm always working with my clients to meet them at their needs. I am listening to where they are. I do have to help them move to that next level, but we're going to go slow, and what they can expect from me is kindness, respect, and compassion.
Go to atthewheelcoaching.com and start driving your life back to higher ground.
What I help you do is understand anything that you've gone through, you've already survived. That's why you're here. And we can work together to deal with those uneasy feelings and help you move forward.
Go now to atthewheelcoaching.com.
All right, we are back to the Entrepreneur's Lounge. Sorry there, had some technical difficulties. But before we left off, Lynn was giving us this amazing information where we were talking about the things that you were doing to help us. So instead of stepping into something and it actually bombs, we can be aware in advance. So we don't have to make those mistakes where we're saying, oh, there was a voice inside of me, or I knew that wasn't going to work, and we just don't know why we proceeded anyway. So one of the questions I wanted to ask you, on your website, which we'll share before the end of the show, you were talking about your system helped us dissolve 20 different areas, and there was everything from anxiety and stress and phobias and distressing emotions. Can you talk to us a little bit more about that?
Sure can. One of the, is you've heard me throughout the broadcast talking about being energetically aware. And energetically aware is understanding how the energies work specifically to you. So you heard me talk about high vibration, which is the energy that we want, happiness, joy, and freedom, abundance and blessings, great relationships, good health, et cetera. And you've heard me talk about low vibration energy, which is the stuff we don't want, anger, fear, worry, stress, resentment. And something I call self-attack, which is having your thoughts or emotions attack you. Now, most of us were never taught, I was never taught, that we're all born with this voice in our head, this negative, I call it the emotional, the vocal terrorist in your head. It's always trying to spin things negatively. It's trying to tell you you're no good, nothing's going to work out, life's terrible, you might as well just pack it in.
Yeah.
It's relentless. And no one ever taught us, you know, about what that is. So many of us think that it's us. So, you know, I recognize one of the first things that I teach people about being energy aware is that you can't believe everything that you think that goes through your head, because the low vibration energy, whose job it is to keep you out of high vibrational energy, these low vibration energies approach us every day. They come looking for us in our thoughts, in our emotions, in our behaviors, for the purpose of deconstructing us and taking us out of our happiness and joy. So you ever had a great day where everything's going great and you're happy as can be, and all of a sudden you get a thought of, Yeah, but what if this happens? Yeah, but what if that happens? And all of a sudden, it's cloudy, and your great day gets spoiled by these negative thoughts. Well, these thoughts are part of the energies of the low vibration energy, and they can hack into our heads, into our thought processes. I'll give you an example, a simple example. I'm from San Francisco, and I used to drive across the Golden Gate Bridge a lot, if you've ever been there and seen that. It's a beautiful bridge. But what's interesting about that bridge is that there's two ways that the traffic are going. So one's going one way, one's going the other. And the only thing that separates the traffic are these little cones. So there's always accidents on the bridge. So one day I was driving across the Golden Gate Bridge, and I was listening to that voice in my head. And it was saying, hey, what a nice view from the bridge. And I'm going, yeah. And then it was saying, hey, the car's running pretty good. You know, you're getting good gas mileage. I'm going, yeah. And it says, and hey, you're making record time. You'll probably be at your place, you know, where you're going to earlier than you thought. Yeah. And then the next thought was, why don't you drive into the opposite lane, into the ongoing traffic, and see what happens? What? Drive into the ongoing traffic? That's suicide. That's not what I want to do. And I went, holy smokes, where did that thought come from? That's not my thought. That's not what I would choose for myself. And I realized that someone or something can put thoughts into my head that aren't good for me, that are sabotaging me, that want to hurt me and take me down. And that's when we started realizing what energy awareness training was about. And then I was thinking, and remember when I was a kid and I went to a new school and the thought said, nobody's going to like you at this school. You're going to be alone. The kids don't like you because you're not good enough. And I thought, oh my gosh, that's the same thought process that wanted me to drive into the opposite lane. So the awareness of that this low vibration energy comes to us every day in our thoughts and our emotions. So it's important to recognize that we're either vibrating either in a high vibration energy, whether we're happy, joyous, and free and positive, or in a low vibration energy with we're filled with worry, doubt, and stress. And let's face it, Alicia, living life is stressful. You know, making a living, stressful. Having a family, stressful. Taking care of your health. I mean, it's all. And what happens is this stress accumulates inside us in what I call our energy body. But you can call whatever you want. You can feel it. When you get stressed, you can feel it inside. And the way it works is just like we have a physical body that needs to be cleaned regularly. Because if you don't clean it for a couple of days, what's going to happen? Nothing good, right? Yeah. Well, we have an energetic body. And every day we accumulate stress and worry and doubt and fear from these thoughts, because we have roughly about 30,000 to 40,000 thoughts a day, and roughly half of them are negative or low vibration energy. And these thoughts are little units of energy that stick to us. And as they accumulate more and more and more, just like dirt, if you don't clean them, it starts to affect your emotions and ultimately affects your health and your physicality. So this is what I mean by being able to be energetically aware and know that what's happening to you. So for the people who feel stuck or feel frustrated or don't have what they want and seem to be dealing with adversity or anxiety, the good news is it's not you. That is not who you intrinsically are, but you're dealing with these energy forces all around us that are trying to influence us to the high vibration wants us to be happy and joyful and free, and the low vibration wants to pull us out and remind us and stress us and worry us. So every day we're really participating in an energetic battle, but it's very subtle. And we don't recognize it because, again, these energies are hidden and we can't see them unless we know how they operate. But we can see them. If you're not happy, if you're frustrated, if you're in lack, if you're in worry, you're in low vibration energy. If you're happy and fulfilled and at peace, you're in high vibrational energy. So these are the choices that we get to connect to every day.
Wow. So you're either in low vibration or you're in high vibration, and that is a choice throughout all of the day.
Yes, it is. Now, you know, when we wake up in the morning, we're in what I call an energetic transition period. So do you notice sometimes, like in the middle of the night, it used to happen to me, I go to the restroom and on my way there, every negative thought I could think of just pops up. Oh, worry about this, worry about that. What? And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, it's like I'm getting gang tackled in my head. Or you wake up in the morning and you're not awake for 5 seconds before, here it comes. What if this happens? What if that doesn't happen? Or all the, and it's like literally a thought attack. Well, in my work, I teach people how to clean that energy and dissolve the low vibration energies every day, because we are walking energy frequencies. We have a energy frequency and a vibration that is all around us, and we bring that wherever we go. So whatever we're vibrating inside, you know, if we're vibrating happiness and joy and peace, we're going to bring that to wherever we're going. But if we've got internal stress, worry, anxiety, fear, you know, self-attack, we're going to bring that where we're going to. And that's why people respond to us. People respond to our energies. And this is a kicker, Alicia. Our energies get, no matter whether they're good, bad, or ugly, they get to where we're going seconds before we get there. So when you're going someplace, this is a scientific fact, by the way, your energy field gets to where you're going, and people feel that before they see your physical presence, even if it's just for a nanosecond. And you ever notice that? People, you can feel somebody walk in the door, and they haven't even said anything, but you just kind of get a vibe about it. We are energetic sending and receiving vehicles. We're sending out our energy, and we're receiving the energy back. And if you don't know what these energies are, you can be a victim of them, because the low vibration energy always wants to take over. And we have to be on guard about that, because, again, it gets into our thoughts, our feelings, and our emotions. But if you're energetically aware, you can spot that and neutralize those and stay in high vibration energy.
So who would you say would be your ideal client, your ideal person that may be stuck or they're going through something and you just realize that this is something that your program is perfect for them?
You know what? What it seems to be is people who have lived life, you know, had some life experience, 30s, 40s, maybe even in the 50s, and you get to a place where you go, boy, you know, I thought I'd be a lot farther along in life than I am now. You know, people do that at 30 or at 40. Gee, I thought I'd have this by this time. I thought I'd have that by this time. And you recognize that there's other factors going on besides just your willpower. And there's people go, you know, I thought that this job would make me happy, or I thought that this marriage would make me happy, or I thought that this, you know, achieving this goal would make me happy. And the reality is that you have, in order for you to be happy, happiness isn't in any physical thing. It's in your energy. And it's in the way that you deal with the energies that are going on inside you. So what's interesting is that when you learn how to be energetically aware, then you can be, no matter where you're at, whether it's a good situation or a bad situation, you're able to transcend that, because it's the energy that creates your experience. That's an important one. I'm going to repeat that, Alicia. Your energy creates your experience. So that's why I spend time teaching people how to get rid of the low vibration and to actually start vibrating more high vibration energy. Because the more high vibration energy you're vibrating, the more good things are going to happen to you. So, for example, let's take money. That's everybody's favorite one. Okay, everybody wants more money. Okay, everybody wants, I don't care who you are, everybody wants more money. Well, there's an energy around money. Money in itself is neutral. But if my attitude of money is, oh, I just don't have enough money, it's so hard to get, God, I got to bust my butt to go get that money, and here we go again, more bills. So what's the energy? Let me give you a quiz. What energy is that, Alicia? Is that high vibration or
low
vibration?
I would say that's low vibration.
Very, exactly. It's very low vibration. And what did we learn so far in the class? That low vibration attracts more low vibration energy.
Yes.
So that's why when you hear phrases like, You know, the rich get richer, the poor get poorer. Why? Because the poor people have a low vibration energy around money, lack, limitation, struggle, anxiety, worry. And what's that going to bring more of? More of the same. Whereas when somebody has an energy consciousness of money, looking at it as I do, which is money is wonderful. Money is a tool for happiness. I love money. Money is my friend. And I enjoy making it, and I enjoy sharing it, and I enjoy, you know, I just love it. Well, that's high vibration energy. And what's that going to attract more of, Alicia?
That is going to attract more money.
Exactly. It's going to attract more money. It's so people will think, oh, is this positive thinking? And I say, well, yes and no. I mean, many of you have used positive thinking. I use it, but thinking alone is a good start. But nothing in my work, I teach nothing changes until energy moves. So you got a situation, and you're trying to think of the solution, and you're trying to think and work it out, but it doesn't seem to be shifting. Why? Because the energy's not moving. And if you learn one thing here, you know, in our talk, it's understanding this. When energy is moving, it's high vibrational energy. So, for example, take water, for example. If I pour a cup of water and I put it on the table and I leave it here for 3 weeks, that water is not moving. So what's going to happen, it's going to have bugs, it's going to have dust, and it's going to not be clean. But on the other hand, if you take water, like water going through a river, you know, where the rap is, where the water's moving, the movement keeps the water clean. And when it's clean, you can drink in it, you can bathe in it, you can dive it, you can have all sorts of fun with high vibration energy water. Can't do much with low vibration energy water. And it's the same thing with our energies. So energy awareness training is all about realizing that we're creating our lives through our energy. And all of us have come into this world with baggage. You know, this isn't our first go around here. We're influenced by our ancestors. We're influenced by our nationalities. We've got so many things. Some people believe in past lives. Whatever it is, we come in here with baggage from our ancestors. And not only that, and then as we start to grow up, we have experiences in the womb, early childhood, you know, adolescence and teenage years, and all of us. All of us are in recovery. It's not just the people who are alcoholics.
Wow.
If you're walking around planet Earth, you're in recovery because in your life you experience upset. You experience trauma. You experience stuff that hurt you deeply, and you're dealing with it. Maybe some of you are still dealing with it. And that's the process of recovery, of healing. And I believe that that's what the energies are for. The high vibrational energy is here to help you heal, recover, transform, and move into the life you've always imagined. That's the purpose of high vibration energy. But the low vibration energy's job is to keep that from happening, to keep you worried, to keep you stuck, to keep you in this box or this rut that some of you are in. And the answer to all of these things, you know, the people who are in the ruts, they tried everything to get out of it, and they can't. But they haven't moved
right.
The energy. And that's the secret, Alicia, moving the energy.
Wow. So, Glenn, what are some of your greatest success stories in using energy awareness training?
I have many. One of the ones I'm proudest of is I was sent I can't reveal names, but the wife of one of the most famous rock stars in the world was sent over to me. Her husband had just announced he was leaving her for a younger woman. And she was hysterically upset. And she was recording and she couldn't record. And the producer called me. And when I started my career, excuse me, I used to be a troubleshooter. People who would be in emotional distress or be upside down or wouldn't, you know, actors who wouldn't come out of their trailers or who were bummed out about a breakup or high on something, they'd send them over to me to straighten them out. So I got the call from this one gal, and she was literally hysterical because she got the news. Who wouldn't be? But what I did was I changed the energy that she was. She was in serious low vibration energy, and even talking suicide. She goes, "I can't go on. I don't see. I want to live anymore." I'm thinking, "Holy smokes!" So
yeah,
what normal people do, they say, "Well, go see a psychologist, go see a psychiatrist," and all those are good things. But here she was having an episode. And I didn't use drugs. I didn't use anything. I used her own energy to get her back into an alignment state. And in about 20 minutes, she was happy and joking and laughing and just transformed. Now, and I worked with her through that. See, most of us, we're not trained to deal with upset. No one taught us in school, what do you do when you face rejection or when you lose something or when you get disappointed or when or your life turns upside down? No one ever taught us how to do that. And unfortunately, that's what takes people down. That's what hurts people's lives. It's not the good stuff. It's when they when life throws them a curveball and you know, a marriage breaks up or you lose a loved one, God forbid, and all that, or a job change, or you get fired for something, you go, whoa. And all of those things, if you're energetically aware, can be shifted from low vibration energy to high vibration energy if you know how to do that. So it doesn't matter what. I work with a lot of people, you know, in relationships and marriages are breaking up. I've had a couples who come to me and their marriage counselor says, "Hey, you guys, I don't see you guys being together. I think it'd be better if you broke up." Well, they're dealing with the 10%. They're dealing with the he said, she said. I'm dealing with the energies. So I know, for example, I take this one couple I work with. You know, they were married for 12 years, had a couple of kids. I thought they were so happy. And then the guy calls me and he says, "Glenn, you know, I'm going to go through a divorce here, and I want you to help me so it's amicable and I'm not, and I don't lose control." And I said, "Well, I thought you were so happy." And he said, "Oh, there's nothing I can do to make her happy. I tried and tried. I just give up." Okay. So then I talked to the wife and I said, "Gee, I thought you guys were so happy. What, you're getting a divorce?" And she said, "I can't put up with him one more day. I've had it with him." Okay. Now, the marriage counselor heard the issues. They heard the he said, she said. He leaves the cap off the toothpaste. He doesn't pick up the towel, whatever. I'm listening for the energy. I'm listening for that because that's how I sort. I'm energetically aware. So what that is telling me is his energy body was filled with low vibration energy. It was filled with stress. And let's face it, you know, 12 years in a relationship with anybody is going to bring on stress, is going to bring on challenge. And so why work with them? I didn't go through any of their issues. I just cleaned their energy. I cleaned their energy, showed them how to clean it, cleaned it for the guy, cleaned it for the gal. And then once that was cleaned out, I said, "Okay, now you guys are back to square one. Now you can do whatever you want." Well, if there's no low vibration energy, then it's all high vibration energy. So they learn to fall in love again, and they learn how to love, and they're, thank God, they're still together. But if they had listened to the marriage counselor, they'd be in divorce court right now. So what I mean here is, Alicia, is that the solution was in the energy. It wasn't in the talk. It was in the energy that they were vibrating. And this is why it's so important. If you want to stay healthy, if you want to keep your relationship going, if you want to keep your business or your job going, you've got to make sure that the energy around that is high vibration energy. Because if it's not, it's going to be low vibration energy, and that's going to start the trouble. Unfortunately, we got to constantly clean that low vibration energy out, because it comes to us every day. It delivers, you know, new negativity like Domino's pizza every day. So we have to learn how to deflect that, release that, and move into a high vibration energy frequency so we can stay happy and loving all the time. And that's possible if you're energetically aware.
Wow. Well, Glenn, you have shared such great information, definitely something that for this show in particular, we're always dealing with our mindsets and the perspective that we're looking at things so we can make those positive changes to put us back on the trajectory of where we want to go. So before I give the listeners or give you the floor to give the listeners your contact information, I want to ask, are there any last words you have for those that are listening to this broadcast?
I do. Thank you, Alicia, again, for having me on. I'm so grateful for you. The message I want to give everybody is no matter where you are, it can get better. No matter what rut you're in, no matter what the marriage is or the job or whatever it is, it can improve. It can get better. You're not stuck there. There are tools that can help you move out of that rut and move into the next level. And I know because I did it myself. So I just encourage everybody, you know, if you've done a lot of things and you've tried to improve yourself and things haven't worked, or maybe you have all the trappings of success, but you still don't feel fulfilled inside, I urge you to study energy awareness training so that you can learn the tools that can keep you permanently happy, permanently fulfilled, and keep you out of the low vibration energy negative cesspool that is around us constantly trying to pull us down. So study energy awareness training, because there's hope, and no matter how old you are, you're only days away from a great life. Days, week, maybe weeks, okay, from a great life. It's possible, and I've done it, and you can too.
Wow. And I love that thought. The ability that it's really in our control, and we don't have to be stuck anymore. So I want to give you the floor to tell our listeners how can they get in contact with you.
Great. Well, let me give you my website to get some more information. It's energyawarenesstraining.com, energyawarenesstraining.com. And they can look on that site, and there's plenty of information what they need to do that. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, and I have a YouTube channel, so I'm in all the medias. And I encourage people to contact me with any questions. I teach, I coach one-on-one, do premium coaching. I also have video trainings where people can learn energy awareness training through videos, group classes, etc. So the website again is energyawarenesstraining.com. And if you want to write me personally, I'll give you my email address. It's energytitan@gmail.com. energytitan@gmail.com if you want to just drop me a line. But those are the two best ways to get a hold of me, on the website or email. Again, that's energytitan@gmail.com.
Awesome. And, of course, I would say, you know, I'm not going to call them lazy, but, you know, sometimes we just need a little help in this fast pressure society. So I always say go to the Entrepreneurs Lounge radio show page on Facebook. If you had about 15 minutes ago, we did give you Glenn's website, so you have that. And one of the things that we also gave you to, there's a link on his website. If you click the website, he does have three powerful videos to learn how to identify and dissolve troubling issues now. And to get those, all you have to do, I believe, is put your name and your email address, and he will give you access to those three powerful videos to help you with all the things that he told you tonight so you can do your beginning work.
Absolutely. That would help people greatly. And there's a lot of information on my site too. I'm all about, you know, Alicia, I'm all about using this training to help alleviate suffering. In fact, that's one of the thought I'd like to leave you with. You know, pain is inevitable, but suffering is optional. There's no need for anybody to ever suffer emotionally. And if you are, believe me, there's tools that can dissolve that and keep you and take you, no matter how bad it is or how depressed or down you are, can take you back up into happiness. And I challenge anybody and everybody to use the tools that I teach and not have that experience, because I'm batting 100% so far.
Awesome. And I did notate what you said. Matter of fact, guys, if you go onto our Twitter page, at the Entrepreneur Lounge, I believe it's entrepreneur and then lounge. But anyway, if you look us up, the Entrepreneurs Lounge Radio Show on Twitter, a lot of the quotes that Glenn said tonight, we've been putting them up there. We've been streaming those. So, you know, you can catch all those nuggets plus have the link to this live interview and definitely share that with people that can truly benefit from this information. So, Glenn, we thank you so much.
Which state URL again? The Entrepreneurs
Lounge? I am in Virginia. The Entrepreneurs Lounge Radio Show is our Twitter information,
show,
as well as on the Facebook. Yes.
Beautiful.
So we have that up there, all of these quotes. You'll see your picture a couple times. But
oh, great.
Yeah, yes.
One.
Yeah, yes.
My good
we
sign.
Always forget to. Now, that's a line that I often use. So that sounds familiar. But, Glenn, we
difference.
Just thank you. Yes, we thank you for all of this information because definitely this gives us a different perspective, definitely makes us feel empowered and that there is something we can do and it's not necessarily our fault.
Yes, it isn't. And you're more powerful than you know. Believe me, I want to tell everybody, you're more powerful than you know. And I just encourage everybody, use the power. It's there for you to use. Use it and have a better life.
Indeed. And Glenn, thank you so much. And just have an amazing night.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me, Alicia. God bless you and all the wonderful work you're doing.
Thank you. My pleasure. And you as well. Well, folks, there you have it. Another wonderful broadcast. And, of course, we encourage you to stay connected to our Facebook and Twitter pages. You can always search us under the Entrepreneurs Lounge Radio Show. And so vital, the information shared tonight. We hope that you were empowered. As always, if you have any questions, you're always able to contact us on those social media pages. So with that, I bid you a good night and bye-bye for now.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Entrepreneur's Lounge, where we expose the myths of entrepreneurship and release the weight of it all. Real people, real issues, and real talk with expert solutions. Make sure you stay tuned to our Facebook page and thejoyguru.net for show updates, announcements, and to learn how you can be a guest on our show.